Welcome to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios. Tune in as we discuss the Punch TV Studios IPO, funding for your film, acting in film and television, new affiliate stations, and all things Punch TV Studios. Meet the stars of your favorite Punch TV Studios film and television shows and find out how you can be a part of the company that is revolutionizing television. Join the conversation at 657-383-1974. And now your host, Punch TV Studios CEO, Joseph Collins.
Good evening. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Punch TV Studios radio show, Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios CEO, Joseph Collins. And I am your co-host, Sharifa Hardy. And I am going to be hosting for the top of the show for tonight's episode of Changing the Conversation. So we're going to change it up a bit. We do have callers on the line. So, callers, if you would like to join the conversation, please press 1. That way we will know that you would like to speak in the punch bowl. So until then, we're just going to change it up a little bit, and we're going to reach out and see what our listeners, our viewers, our audience all think of the Punch TV Studios IPO. So we're going to reach out and see who we can get to join the conversation. So first of all, we go to or go to So, again, if you are on the line and you'd like to join the conversation, please press 1. So we like to know if you have questions, if you have comments. If you are a Punch TV Studio shareholder, please press 1 to join the conversation. In the meantime, we're going to move on, and we're going to talk to one of our favorites. We're going to talk to one of our regulars, Mr. Anthony Miller. Let's see if we can reach Mr. Miller tonight. We're still waiting for Mr. Miller to get on the line. So we're going to be with you momentarily. So in the meantime, we're just going to see, we're just going to stop and take a brief commercial break.
CEO Joseph Collins and Punch TV Studios have been broadcasting for the last 8 years, and for the last 2 years, Punch TV Studios has been producing TV shows and movies for license to major studios and TV networks all over the world. You can purchase your IPO stocks today for only $1 per share as they near their fourth quarter deadline. You could be a part of history as Punch TV Studios vies to be the first African-American owned company on the New York Stock Exchange. Join the Punch TV movement and be part owner for only $1 per share. That's $1 per share. Don't delay, because there is a limited amount of stock for a limited amount of time. So call them today at 310-419-5914. 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. For more information, you can visit them online at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com.
Are you an actor looking for your next role? Are you looking to audition to be cast in the next Hollywood project? One amazing way to do this is to work with Punch TV Studios, making movies and making magic. Join the actors group at Nabuki.com to find out about upcoming film projects and opportunities. It's a great place to network. Do you, Nabuki? As a filmmaker, you're brimming with ideas. But do you need help bringing your ideas to life? That's where Punch TV Studios comes in. We offer independent filmmakers a place to call home, as well as practical help, advice, resources, support, and most importantly, funding. Join the filmmakers group at Nabuki.com and network with industry professionals. Do you, Nabuki?
for all of our listeners, make sure that you Nabuki, and that is Nabuki.com, N-A-B-U-K-I-E.com, Nabuki.com. When you visit Nabuki.com, you'll be able to join in the conversation with Punch TV Studios. So when we take a look at Nabuki, we also see that there are some great things going on. We have a film festival going on in Houston. That's interesting. We also have the big excitement that everyone has been waiting for, the big exciting announcement, Punch Animation, punchanimation.com. So in addition to the IPO, so we do have the IPO going on with Punch TV Studios, you can still purchase your stock on our website at punchtvstudios.com for $1 a share. But in addition to the Punch TV Studios IPO, we are now focusing on Punch Animation. And Punch Animation is under the stock symbol URBT. But Punch Animation is going to allow Punch TV Studios to produce and create animated movies. And animated movies, animated games are definitely the future. So take a look at Nabuki.com, and you will be able to see the announcement about Punch Animation. So Urban Television Network is now Punch Animation. So if you're interested in animated movies, animated shows, animated anything animated, anime, then bring your ideas to Punch Animation. And again, if you are a filmmaker, if you're someone who's interested in producing movies, if you're an actor, go to Nabuki.com, join one of the groups, join the actors group at Nabuki, join the filmmakers group at Nabuki. If you have a new film, if you have a new project, if you have a new book, we invite you to allow us to help you to promote your book, your service, your business by going to Nabuki and posting your information. So Nabuki is where we pull from. So when we start talking about 300 new amazing movies, those are a lot of different jobs that we are going to create. So for those movies, we are going to need filmmakers. We're going to need filmmakers. We're going to need actors, directors, producers. We are going to need screenwriters. But when we're looking for any role, when we're looking for any position to fill, any position, even executive administrative positions, the first thing that we do is look within our circle. So if you're an active part of Nabuki, if you're an active part of Punch TV Studios, we're definitely going to start with you first. Again, we have several callers on the line. If you have a question, if you have a comment, if you would like to join the conversation, if you have a question you like to ask, please press 1. By pressing 1, we will know that you want to actually join the conversation. Okay, so let's see what else we have going on today. So we made the announcement about Punch Animation. We have a really cool new animated video on the Punch Animation website. If you want to check it out, what we're going to be doing, visit punchanimation.com. And you'll be able to see the cute little trailer video we have in place. Let's see what other announcements we have going on lately. What we have going on now. Nabuki definitely is growing. We have members joining every day. And one of the main reasons that the members are increasing and the activity is increasing because now that Punch TV Studios is preparing to close out the IPO, we are now playing radio commercials all over the country. Now, we were playing radio commercials before in different cities, in the major cities. We had all over California. We had all over Georgia, Ohio, Florida, but we were not nationwide. Now, in closing out this IPO, we are national. We have radio commercials that are airing just about everywhere. Some small little city where there's barely any reception, is going to hear the Punch TV Studios IPO radio show because we are getting ready to close this baby out. We're going to close it out within the next 90 days. So listen for, look out for, wait for the Punch TV Studios commercial, because you'll hear now in the commercial it's announcing about Nabuki. It's letting people know that you can go to Nabuki and you can become an active part, an active member in Punch TV Studios. But since the commercials are just starting to air, they're airing in over a million homes, airing for a million people, a million listeners every day. So we're closing this IPO out. We're closing this bad boy out in a matter of days. But if you are even a politician, whatever it is that you're doing and you need promotion and you would like Punch TV Studios to support you in your efforts and your endeavors, then definitely join Nabuki.com, and it's free. So allow Punch TV Studios to support you by creating your profile on Nabuki. And then once you create your profile on Nabuki, we definitely want to know what is going on with you. What's going on in your life? Do you have a new book? Do you have a new television show? Do you have a new project that you like us to take a look at? I mean, because we are on Punch TV, or we're on Nabuki just all day, every day. We're checking to see what's going on. We're checking to see who's posted. We're checking to see what's the latest buzz in entertainment, the latest buzz in television, the latest buzz in media. So Nabuki is happening. Nabuki's hot. Punch TV Studios is closing out the IPO. We have Punch Animation. We have 300 feature films that are going to be made within the first 3 years post-IPO. I know this is really exciting news. This is exciting for all of us. It's getting more and more exciting every day because the adrenaline is building. The anticipation is building. This is a moment that we all knew we would get to, but we never knew that it would feel like this when we were here, I mean, when we got here. So what we want to do, again, is we have several callers on the line. We have quite a few people listening. And what we want to do is just invite you to join the conversation, share your experience of Punch TV Studios, share your thoughts, why you're a listener, why you're a viewer. If you'd like to join the conversation, please press 1 so that we can welcome you and invite you into the Punch Bowl. So we're going to take a little bit of a break, and then we'll be right back.
CEO Joseph Collins and Punch TV Studios have been broadcasting for the last 8 years. And for the last 2 years, Punch TV Studios has been producing TV shows and movies for license to major studios and TV networks all over the world. You can purchase your IPO stocks today for only $1 per share as they near their fourth quarter deadline. You could be a part of history as Punch TV Studios vies to be the first African-American owned company on the New York Stock Exchange. Join the Punch TV movement and be part owner for only $1 per share. That's $1 per share. Don't delay, because there is a limited amount of stock for a limited amount of time. So call them today at 310-419-5914. 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. For more information, you can visit them online at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com.
Are you an actor looking for your next role? Are you looking to audition to be cast in the next Hollywood project? One amazing way to do this is to work with Punch TV Studios, making movies and making magic. Join the actors group at Nabuki.com to find out about upcoming film projects and opportunities. It's a great place to network. Do you, Nabuki?
Do you, Nabuki? Nabuki is one of our favorite places. We check it out all day. So we do have a caller on the line. We're going to open the line. Good evening. Thank you for joining us in the Punch Bowl. Who do we have on the line?
Actually, I was calling in for the interview. I'm calling a number that I was given for the interview.
Absolutely. And who do we have on the line?
Jeffrey Lakes.
Mr. Lakes, how are you this evening?
I'm well. How are you today?
We are excellent. So we're going to bring Mr. Collins out momentarily. You're going to get a chance and an opportunity to speak with him. But tell us a little bit about yourself, Mr. Lakes, and what you do.
Okay, yeah. I appreciate you guys having me, first of all. Thank you. I have a company called CardsCashRewards.com. And what we do is we develop gift cards for small retailers, for startups, and for brands. We create connectivity and opportunity for those, primarily for those three entities to partner with each other, to capitalize on ways to acquire and retain customers. So that's the long and the short of what we're doing there. I've identified some glitches in the marketplace where small retailers are concerned. We talk about we have a Small Business Saturday event every year. I'm of the mind that every day should be Small Business Saturday. When you look at the numbers, when you look at statistics that say that small local businesses spend about 7 of the $10 that they make locally, whereas big box and online retailers may only spend $2 out of every 10 that they make. So the other thing that I see is, I've been able to pinpoint where that discrepancy is. Small retailers are kind of under the bus where the technology is proliferating, whereas the bigger retailers, they're able to invest their resources in actually furthering that proliferation. When people invent new things, they go, obviously they want to scale. They go to, they take it to the bigger retailers or the bigger businesses, you know, as a way to scale their new development or new invention up that much quicker. They take it to them, you know, and of course companies invest their resources to develop the technology as well, whereas it's more scattered across the small retailer landscape.
Okay, well, that's a lot of information. So let's go back to what made you decide to offer this service.
Well, for several years, I would go store to store, door to door, basically talking to small retailers. Whether it was dating back to when I started with prepaid phone cards, through going when the prepaid wireless terminals started going into the small retailers, particularly the convenience stores, you know, ATM machines and credit card processing. So I have an extensive background in that space. And the common denominator across all of those different products is when you talk about ATM machines and small stores, you're talking about one type of technology that doesn't have the same capacity as they would if you're talking about placements in malls, and of course at banks or at other, you know, airports or other high traffic locations. So it's almost like, even when you have the technology, there's still a have or have not element to having access to the technology. So as I moved further and further on, we get into gift cards. If you look at gift cards, you probably have a larger marketplace of secondary market cards than you do small retailer cards. Someone recently told me, well, you know, gift cards aren't really for small retailers. They don't really want them, but, you know, mid-size to large businesses, yeah, gift cards work great. And I'm like, you're leaving a lot of money on the table. I mean, even if you're just passively selling the cards, if you're making you're leaving a substantial amount of money on the table. And when your business is already under siege, you just can't afford to leave money on the table.
So are these physical cards or digital cards, electronic cards, or what type of gift cards, and how can these gift cards benefit any business? Or does it have to be a national business? Can it be a local business? Can the cards be branded? Tell me a little bit more.
Well, yeah, sure. The gift cards, you know, I'm offering gift cards across every platform that major retailers offer them. Mobile wallets, the e-cards, physical cards. We can doing branding with gift cards for things such as all the way in addition to retailers. We're doing branding for electronic brands, for musical artists, for crowdfunding campaigns, and we're using that to create two dynamics. On one side, we have ready-to-spend customers, people who, when they get these gift cards, they're ready to go spend those cards. They're ready to they're positioning themselves into the consumer pipeline. On the other side, we're conditioning the retailers as ready-to-sell merchants. When they meet up, we're going to have a, we're going to have a more vibrant, you know, commercial marketplace activity, so to say. So, you know, once again, it's basically when gift cards first came out, they talked about, you know, all of the different applications that were incumbent of gift cards. And granted, the gift card industry has grown. Maybe 2012, we're talking $90 billion marketplace. I believe the numbers that came in for 2016 are going to be in the $120 billion range domestically. So we're talking a significant marketplace. However, I can tell you that that rich and robust application palette is not being implemented across the retail landscape where the major retailers play, and where the even a lot of the online retailers might have in the online environment, they may have you know, a better aptitude for mining the data that is inherent with those particular cards. But in the retail landscape, I don't see it, because some of the indicators that I've been looking for, you know, for several years, is basically their ability to gather that data and use it to their advantage. I see the inept approach in the number of jobs that are being lost, the number of physical retail stores that are being closed, and, you know, and the like, and the capitulation that occurs with Amazon basically wiping out so many retailers. So you know, so.
So that sounds great. Now, one of the, I'm aware of, one of the benefits of gift cards, especially for the business owner, is that gift cards are usually not, or not always redeemed, shall we say. So if people purchase gift cards and they give them as gifts, but people never utilize the gifts, then it's basically like free money for the company. So it's usually better to give someone a gift card from the company perspective than it is for someone to go into the store and purchase an actual item.
Well, I think that's less. At one, maybe 5 years ago, there was a, you know, breakage that falls under the category of breakage, and breakage probably hovered in double digits maybe 5 years ago, but I would say now with sites that sell gift cards, that buy gift cards, unused gift cards, it's probably under 5% now. So, you know, the biggest problem in the gift card space is because of those sites, those gift card exchange sites, theft, gift card theft. People are using their cell phones and all the various technologies to go into stores and photograph information on the back of the cards and what have you. There's a lot of internal things happening at the major, you know, retailer level. People identify who the most popular cards are, whether it's obviously Amazon or Target or Best Buy or, you know, those type of gift cards. Starbucks, the airline cards are very, you know, very popular. So you have a lot of theft. The industry seems to be under siege in that aspect. And so breakage isn't as significant as maybe it was 7 or 8 years ago.
Okay. So the main concern is theft. People creating gift cards. So we don't even want to bring that too much into the ethers and
right.
Tell people, you know, give people any type of ideas. But from a company perspective,
No, I said no doubt. I understand that.
Right. So, you know, because people get ideas in their head and all of a sudden it's like, oh, that's not what we were talking about. That was not the meaning of the show. So gift cards, what are some cool companies or cool brands or anybody that you work with that you really want to talk about something they've done with their gift cards?
I'm at the point right now where I can't talk about specific clients, specific projects. I believe next quarter I'll be able to do that. That was a big topic at the end of the year. I can just tell you that the applications, what we've done here is develop applications that make social media make sense. People get on the various social sites, and when they start, they're really looking to, they're able to drive a lot of organic traffic, create a lot of engagement, and then there's shifts in algorithms and companies are scaling that back. And so we've developed applications with gift cards to counter that, I should say. And those are some of the programs that we're rolling out. We tested it toward the last part of 2016 with some live shows, concerts, and things of that nature, and we were able to drive the traffic. We were able to gauge it one way where we didn't use the product, and then the other one we used the product. And so I'm excited about the possibilities moving forward to help, whether it's brands, retailers, even startups, not only drive their social media marketing from an affordable, measurable standpoint, but also to drive the engagement, the consumer engagement with their, whether it's their social media followers, whether it's their customers, whether it's online to brick and mortar traffic. Those are some of the things that are on the horizon that I'm looking forward to, getting into the deep with.
And where are you currently located?
I'm located in Los Angeles, and we're building out the retail, the small retailer network is right now. The plans are national, so as we're acquiring those retailers and setting them up, there's so many, like I say, there's so many different applications that are going unused. So we're looking to bring that to the small retailer landscape, so to say, and push that as a core competency for helping them build their businesses and capitalize on gift cards from a very smart space. Very smart and efficient standpoint.
Okay. So from a company's perspective, for instance, Punch TV Studios is still a startup company, even though we're doing an IPO. Do you have any suggestions or recommendations or just any strategies on where you would make a recommendation for using gift cards in the Punch TV Studios IPO marketing strategy?
I'm glad you asked, because I do. I was listening at the beginning of the show, and I heard your intro, your update, and I did think that the what I mentioned earlier about the gift card and social media, program that we have, that, I would love to work with you guys to set it up to, whether it's just to help further push your radio commercials that I've been hearing here in LA, to push those out, help push those out through the social media channels. Help create more engagement and create more sharing of that particular message. I think that you mentioned these next 90 days is about to go down. So
you paraphrase exactly correct. So for everyone, if you are just now tuning in to the Punch TV Studios radio show, Changing the Conversation, we are on the line with Mr. Jeffrey Lakes, and he's talking about small businesses, startup businesses, and utilizing gift cards for your business. So what we're doing is we're applying the gift card strategy to the social media promotions for Punch TV Studios. So what we're going to do is we're going to talk to our CEO, Mr. Joseph Collins, and see what his thoughts are on gift cards.
Well, I love to receive gift cards. I mean, if anybody would like to send me some gift cards, and preferably one loaded with $1 million or two, I'm in the receiving mode. Sometimes you just have to receive, Chief. I don't want to complain and stop anybody. I just want to receive. You have to receive it, you see.
Amen, brother.
Good evening.
How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for being on the show tonight. And so tell us a little bit more about gift cards. How does that work? I love the whole idea of that. I actually need my own Visa with somebody else to pay for it. You know, I need a Visa with an unlimited limit with somebody else to pay for it. So.
Well, unfortunately, we can't do an unlimited limit. we can't do that. But
you know what the Bible says. You know what the Bible says.
Hey.
The Bible says we have not because we
because we have not exactly.
I got to ask.
Right. Well,
now if you can't put it all on one card, you can give me 100 different cards with a little bit on it. I'll work it out from there.
We're definitely going to keep that in mind. I mean, I've been.
He's a salesman. You heard that, right? He didn't say no. He just said
he's going to keep it in mind. I like this man.
You got to keep avenues and possibilities open. Just it pertains to, the question about, gift card with social media. I just think that, for instance, you guys are, pushing your you're pushing your message out through radio, and I understand that costs. I don't always know different radio stations charge differently, but I just know that when you go to radio, you're not necessarily meeting people where they are all the time. People are on their phones. People are on social media. And people consume content differently these days. So to be able to engage them, to incentivize them to share, to do those things and to create conversations around the conversations, those are things that take the messages that we have to get out there even that much further. Sometimes the conversation is within the conversation, and just being able to, what I did with gift card and social media, I basically designed it initially for recording artists, and I know that they go to their independent distributor set up, and they're probably paying anywhere from $10 to $100 to set their distribution up. But then they don't know how to get the party started with promoting their music. And I didn't introduce this as the only way to do it, but if they're looking to do it for under $100, we can get that party started with basically creating an amplifiable social media message around their hashtags, and then also incentivizing those to share that content. All of that's been built into the program. So I'm just right now, I've tested it over the last 3 months. Now I'm just looking to, pair it up with and actually, I'm pairing it up with brands. There are a few startups. I'm actually going to sponsor a few artists, and then I'm bringing on people to sponsor some more artists. And then it's applicable to books, mobile apps. There's quite a few. Applications as well. So
it sounds exciting. It definitely sounds exciting. Now you have a brand. You have Punch TV Studios, and Punch TV Studios is shaking things up. They're revolutionizing media. So we got this gift card that we want to promote through our social media. What do we do? What do we say? Hype it up. How do we get it out there?
Well, what I would do, here's the thing. I don't necessarily know how it fits with a with a IPO, but I do know how it fits with promoting the IPO, and we could produce that content and position it to where we can share it, where there's a community of people who are waiting to share and join. If you're familiar with the site called Thunderclap.
I am not.
I'm not either.
But I'm going. I'm going to Google it. I'm going to look. I'm going to thunderclap.com
right
now.
You said Thunderclap, right?
It's called Thunderclap. It.
Thunderclap.
So.
Oh, Thunderclap, the Big Women's Stripper Association. Thunderclap.
So basically, what it does is. basically,
that's a whole different
what?
He said Thunderclap, right? He said Thunderclap.
It falls in a category called crowd speaking. So what that does is that allows you over a certain period of time to promote a campaign similar to what you guys are doing. And then what it does from there is it allows you to promote a specific message. Of course, you're going to put together an image, you're going to put together whether it's a message that'll post to Twitter or Facebook or one of the other social medias, Tumblr. I don't know if they're doing Instagram. But then when that specific day comes, as long as you meet your goal, some people set a goal of 100, some people set a goal of 1,000, then it will broadcast.
Is it $1,000, $100, or what's 1,000?
Now, when I say Thunderclap, I'm not saying that I'm using Thunderclap. I'm just giving you that as an example. They'll charge you based on.
I'm looking at the website, and if I'm understanding the website correctly, it's kind of a way to promote your products on social media. And I'll definitely check it out, but let me, I guess, clarify the question that I'm asking you. I mean, we can get our message out there. We can post. We can tweet. We can do all of those things.
Right.
But what differentiates your company? I mean, because this is what you do. This is what you do. What differentiates your company from me just getting up and going to Albertsons and purchasing a gift card then?
What differentiates my company is if you look at the typical gift card, I call that a secondary utility. This is what I mean by that. The secondary utility and pretty much everyone selling gift cards majors on this secondary utility. This is why you have such an active gift card exchange marketplace. That means I'll go buy the gift card for you, and it's one of those things where, okay, did you actually want that gift card? Can you use it? And so forth. Whereas what I do is I'm majoring on primary utility, meaning gift card is targeted to the consumer. So that means the consumer, in 8 out of 10 instances, when the consumer gets the gift card, it's because they made a conscious decision to acquire the gift card for themselves, whether they're buying a product, whether they're sharing content, and so forth. So that's the clear differentiation between what, you know. So, and I like to say it like this. I'm looking for consumers who are looking at their next purchase through this purchase.
What do you think about that, Mr. Collins?
I don't think I quite understand. I'm trying to connect the dots. I really am. I'm really trying to connect the dots, and I'm really absorbing this. But I've got to tell you, I'm just a little lost on how it works.
Nowadays when most consumers shop. What they'll do is they'll look, and I'll give you this example. I hope it gives you some clarity. When most consumers shop, they're looking at they're using their smartphones, they're using the search engines and so forth. They'll walk in the store, they'll see a product, and before they commit to buying it, they're going to search it out to make sure that they're getting a competitive price or what have you.
Right.
So for instance, you might have in one setting, you might have Best Buy might have the product. Let's say it's a 32-inch LCD TV, might be $269. Fry's might have it for $275. And they all say free shipping. Then you have a bunch of other retailers. So you might have eight different entities that are selling the same television, and there might be a difference of about $6 total between the eight, or let's say $13.
Okay.
Now, if one of those retailers, if I'm in that mix, if my company's in that mix, and we have a similar price, we're within that $13 landscape, but we're giving you a $20 gift card, or we're giving you a $25 gift card. Now the value proposition has changed. All things being equal, free shipping. The measure of reputation is equal. We didn't drop, did we?
No, we're here. We're here.
Okay. It just went so quiet. Okay. So
no, we are listening to you. I mean, we definitely get it. So what we're going to do is we're going to find out more information about you. Where can we go to your website to find out about your company?
Okay. It's www.cards.cardscashrewards.com. CARDS cashrewards.com.
Now, what we would love for you to do is to join us again on the Bookie, NABUKIE.com. Join us on the Bookie. You can be our expert on gift cards. So we do have to stop for a brief commercial break, and we will be right back.
Okay, thank you.
CEO Joseph Collins and Punch TV Studios have been broadcasting for the last 8 years, and for the last 2 years, Punch TV Studios has been producing TV shows and movies for license to major studios and TV networks all over the world. You can purchase your IPO stocks today for only $1 per share as they near their fourth quarter deadline. You could be a part of history as Punch TV Studios vies to be the first African-American owned company on the New York Stock Exchange. Join the Punch TV movement and be part owner for only $1 per share. That's $1 per share. Don't delay, because there is a limited amount of stock for a limited amount of time. So call them today at 310-419-5914. 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. For more information, you can visit them online at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com.
As a filmmaker, you're brimming with ideas. But do you need help bringing your ideas to life? That's where Punch TV Studios comes in. We offer independent filmmakers a place to call home, as well as practical help, advice, resources, support, and most importantly, funding. Join the filmmakers group at nabuki.com and network with industry professionals. Do you, Nabuki?
Do you? Nabuki?
Yes, Mr. Collins,
I have something to tell you.
Yes, I'm listening.
You listen?
I'm listening.
Do you ever have those days when you just not, you know, yourself, when you not always feeling your best? You know, maybe, you know, you're feeling a little under the weather. You ever have those days?
Yes.
Well, see, I have those days too. I'm not necessarily having one of those days today. But whenever I have one of those days, you know what I think about?
What do you think about?
I think about how nurses rock.
You know
any cool nurses?
I do know a really cool, awesome, stupendous, amazing nurse, and she certainly rocks.
Wow. I think if we say her name loud enough or call her up or say, Nurse Mona, maybe we can get her on the line. What you think?
Hello,
Mr. Let's see.
Hello, Therese.
Hello, Mona.
How are you? Can you hear us?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Hello, good evening. How are you guys doing in the Punchbowl? I thought I'd join you guys tonight.
We are doing well. We're doing well. Always happy to have you here. I think she's in a bad area.
I think so. Finally get Nurse Mona to actually grace the Punch Bowl, and we having phone technical issues. I think I'm not feeling good again. Yes. I think I'm not feeling good again.
Hey, by the way, did you see the URBT stock today? Man, that thing was everywhere today.
I saw my account. I said, thank you, happy Friday. I saw my account. That I did.
Your account made you say happy Friday?
It said, happy Friday. It was singing, it's Friday night, what are we going to do tonight? Because it was happy. It was nice. It was good.
Yeah, it was bouncing up and down, up and down, up and down. It closed up tonight. That was great.
It did.
Really closed up. That was great. A lot of volume today. 1.1 million shares traded today on URBT. And I think there's just a lot of people buying right now. There's quite a few people buying. And I'm going to tell you, that's going to be an amazing stock to own. So that's going to be absolutely amazing.
Can you guys
think they're buying? We can hear you now. We got Nurse Mona back.
Hello. Hello, Punch TV
Nurse
Studios.
Hello.
And Sharifa.
Can you hear us now? We finally, we're having a good night. We finally got Nurse Mona back on the phone, and then we had a technical
difficulty. She's gone again.
And lost her. So it's okay. So in the meantime, in between time, we're going to fit in the URBT. I think part of it is this huge announcement. I talked a little bit about
no
it earlier.
Yet. There's been no announcement yet.
No, but you made the announcement on the Bookie. No?
What I say on the Bookie?
Punch Animation, URBT.
Oh, yeah, Punch Animation, URBT. That's right. That's out there. I just said the name has been changed. That's what I said. The name has been changed. And from Punch Animation to Urban Television Network Corporation to Punch Animation, and that's been pretty cool. And I just said the names have changed, and it's going to be an amazing little company. It's going to be an amazing company, and we've got some great things that are going to be happening with URBT, which is a stock symbol of Punch Animation. And I'm really excited about what's happening with that company, and it's pretty cool. Very, very, very cool. Very, very cool. And it's just been a super busy day today for me. I mean, I've hardly had time to eat or breathe, and it's been completely crazy.
Well, what are some of the updates? What's happening? What's going on in the Punch TV Studios world?
Well, no, just today, you know, we're preparing to file our annual reports to the SEC. So we've just had so much going on simultaneously, and it's not even crazy. It's just not even crazy. And
And I'm just happy about that. I'm really happy about that. And so I don't know what to say. I can't say much right now. It's just a lot of paperwork and just a tremendous amount of paperwork that we've been doing because we're preparing for the close of the IPO. We have a lot of marketing that's getting ready. We have a lot of other things that's getting ready to jump off. And it's just been amazingly busy, just amazingly busy. And I'm very thankful for it being so busy, but, man, it's just like, we'll be like, whoa, you know? So today I've been having some serious whoa moments, and it's just been, like, crazy. It's just, like, been really completely and totally crazy. I know that I'm kind of rambling right now because I didn't really say anything, but I'm saying something, if that makes sense.
We have to just kind of read between the lines.
Yeah, you got to read around the lines, on the other side of the lines, between the lines, through the lines, and all that other kind of stuff like that. But I'm like, I can't even believe it's Friday. You know, we hit the ground running really strong when we get back to work, and it's already Friday. And I'm like, really, like, it's Friday? Like, Friday? And I'm still here editing the infomercial that we're going to put on national television. So I'm here editing right now the infomercial that we're going to put on national television. And it's just like, wow, crazy. Really, really crazy.
Well, tell us a little bit about the infomercial. What are you going to do? What kind of little exciting perks are in the infomercial?
Well, the infomercial is going to be amazing. It's absolutely amazing. We have a lot of celebrities in the infomercial. We're, you know, almost, we have a lot of celebrities in the infomercial, lots of celebrities. And it's going to be on television. We're actually going to, as it looks right now, I think we're going to first air on TV One across the nation. So I'm really jazzed to see that come together. And really, really jazzed to see that come together. And we're just, so just, it's just like, wow, you know, it just, so much to do. We have the new media kits coming out. That's been like a really big thing, getting all the media kits and things ready for the upcoming events and stuff that we're having at Punch TV Studios. We've already began the masterminding of the shareholders meeting. That's already beginning to start. And then the President of the United States of America, our great President, our very, very good President, Mr. Barack Obama, and a group of people have saw fit to nominate me for a Lifetime Achievement Award for my years of work in broadcasting and that kind of thing like that. And I thought, wow, that's, like, amazing. You know, really, really amazing. And to get a Lifetime Achievement Award, so they're going to be sending the award and with the President's signature. And at the shareholders' meeting, they're going to be presenting this award to me on stage at the shareholders' meeting, which I think is going to be awesome. Completely and totally awesome. Completely and totally awesome.
It sounds awesome.
And that really helps validate.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
That really helps validate everything that we've been doing to know that we're beginning to be recognized by so many people now of all walks of life who are seeing the future of Punch TV Studios. And I'm thankful for that. I'm certainly very thankful and honored.
I definitely agree. What do you think about that, Nurse Mona?
Well, I'm back, and I think everything is just fabulous. I hope you can hear me now.
Yes,
loud and clear.
Loud and clear now.
And I heard Mr. Collins talk about the URBT stock. Is that what the symbol is?
Yeah.
And so I went on to my Capital One today, and I started my investment process for that particular stock, and I'm very excited about that. And I see it's in the green. So I'm very excited. I'm learning a lot about stocks and investing, and it's just a very exciting time for this process, and I'm very proud of Punch TV and what you're doing, And I just wanted to call in and just say that I love the show and just keep on, you know, bringing in good content and good people on the show to inspire us.
Oh,
well, that's
thank
great.
You.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Thank
that's
you. That's
so
what
sweet.
She's so
we
sweet.
Love Nurse
she's so sweet. Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
And mm-hmm. Nabuki.com. I love your Nabuki.com. And one other thing, I saw on Nabuki.com that Mr. Collins has bought chicken, fried chicken, and eating fried chicken. And that's what brought me to the Punch Bowl tonight because I wanted to talk a little bit about that. But I'll make that another show because I know it's really late. But I just wanted to congratulate everybody and just say keep up the great work. And I love listening in every moment that I can.
Well, thank you. We actually want to hear your thoughts on the chicken because I have some thoughts on the chicken, too, because it's right down the street from me, and I didn't get any chicken.
Well, chicken is good if you do it every now and then, but it's the frying, the fried process.
Oh, are
us.
We in trouble with Nurse Mona? Okay, never mind, never mind.
Just
we
a little
we
bit.
Don't keep going. we don't keep going with the show then.
So I'll let you keep going on the show, and I'll let that be another segment.
This
I'll
show
call
is a good
in.
Show. We're going to thank everybody for joining us.
And we will talk to you on Monday.
Yeah,
talk to me on Monday. But I just wanted to say I did start my investment process. And also my daughter is an investor in Punch TV Studios. And because of Mr. Collins and sharing this with my daughter, she's now a stock investor, and she's investing in multiple stocks as well as Punch TV Studios. And I just encourage every parent to encourage their children not to buy those red bottom shoes, but take their money and invest it in something that's prosperous and worthwhile in the future. So that's all I wanted to say tonight.
Thank you, Nurse Mona.
All righty. So you guys have a great night.
Thank you.
All righty. Bye-bye.
You have a great night as well. Bye-bye. Wow, look at your supporters, Mr. Collins. People
oh,
love
it.
Joseph
I love
Collins.
It. I love it. I love
and
it.
And Punch TV Studios. I mean, I Nurse Mona is wonderful, but I, you know, the no red bottoms, no fried chicken. We gonna have to talk to Nurse Mona a little bit.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing with the fried chicken. Here's the thing.
Everything in moderation.
Yeah, no. Here's the thing. One of my shareholders actually owns that chicken place. So I really frequent a couple chicken places now. One of them is certainly Brasco's Chicken and Waffles. I just frequent them because my dear friend there is one of our shareholders, and he really has been a big benefactor for Punch TV Studios, and I'm really thankful for that. And then another one of our benefactors of Punch TV Studios is Belinda Baker, and she owns a chicken place. And I guess what's going to have to happen is we're going to have to open our own chicken place. But she owns Louisiana. She owns Louisiana Fried Chicken in Gardena, California. I'm really, really excited about that. Her chicken was juicy. It was not, you know, I didn't eat the skin at this time, but it was juicy. It was really good, and I really enjoyed the piece or two that I had. The piece or two that I had, I thoroughly enjoyed it. I bought it for the office, and the office, they tore that chicken up.
Mm-hmm.
And they ate that chicken like
my,
they were starving.
My piece was excellent, too. My piece was good. It was nice and fat and juicy.
So they tore that chicken up, and so I can't complain too much. And I wanted to do something nice for the staff, so we all had Louisiana fried chicken from Louisiana fried chicken in Gardena, California, right there on
Figueroa
Beach Boulevard and Figueroa. And that person there is one of our shareholders. And, you know, we have to support one another's businesses. So I went out to support that business because she supports Punch TV Studios and is a shareholder in our company. So I'm happy, excited, thrilled fabulously blessed. And I think we have done enough for the week. It's been a very cool week for us. Just so much has gone on this week in the life of Punch TV Studios. So much has gone on. And everything that we're doing, so much. And so I want to thank everyone for joining us on the Punch TV Studios Radio Network and right here and changing the conversation. And we'll be right back here on Martin Luther King, Jay, Monday. So I have a dream. I have a dream that one day my children will live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream. So we'll be back on Monday on the same Punch TV time, on the same Punch TV channel. God bless you, and have a fabulous, safe weekend.
Thanks for listening to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios. Join us 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday as we continue to change the conversation in contemporary media. Visit our website at www.punchtvstudios.com today to become a part owner at $1 per share.